One of the icons of TV's early days is Lucille Ball. Her shows, most notably I Love Lucy, have endured for decades. This weekend, a stage production based on the smash hit sitcom will be at MSU's Wharton Center, and Scott Pohl is here with a preview. Scott, perfect time to ask about your favorite I Love Lucy episode. What is it?
Wow, Mark, you know, it's hard to choose. There were so many great episodes. You and I could probably throw episodes back and forth and have a list of 10 or 15.
Sure, the assembly line episode. Yeah.
That's right, Stomping on Grapes. You're going to hear a little bit about that in the interview. But I might pick the one where she's filming a TV commercial for a vitamin supplement called Vitamita Vegemin, and she's slowly getting drunk from take to take. It's really, really funny. Well, that kind of zany comedy comes to life in I Love Lucy live on stage. It's as if you're attending the filming of a couple of episodes. I talked this week with the actress who portrays Lucille Ball, Thea Brooks, about the role and her other projects.
I think she's timeless. I mean, the comedy, people have been doing that style of comedy since the Greeks. So she's, although her particular style was brilliant, she was also borrowing from all the greats, and you know, she studied with Buster Keaton. And so I think that what she was bringing was something so familiar and yet at the same time so new and exciting. And also, you know, her castmates, to be able to do what they did in the ensemble, like the four best friends, I think is a formula that's worked really well and since. And so the relationships have really lasted.
You know, taking on a role where you're playing Lucille Ball, I could see that being not just challenging but daunting. It's like asking an actor to portray Jerry Lewis, the sort of challenge people might think twice about taking. Did you have any hesitation when that opportunity arose?
You know, I knew what I was getting into. It had been, you know, for me to send myself out to an open call rather than, you know, going on an agent audition. I sort of had the reins from the beginning and made all the decisions as far as, yes, this is what I want, and I'm capable. And so there was certainly, once I had booked the role, there was a moment of freak out, like, oh, my God, how am I going to take this on? And there's so much pressure. But I learned to let it go pretty quickly because, you know, you can't please everybody. And I just do my best to channel, you know, the essence of her character, and I'll never be Lucille Ball. The best I can try to do is honor the character of Lucy Ricardo and hope that people see what I'm working with.
Can you tell me what's going on in this show? I understand that it's sort of like attending the taping of a couple of iconic I Love Lucy episodes. Is that right?
Yes. Well, we call it the filming because they didn't have tape at that point. But yes, it's the filming of the I Love Lucy show, two episodes back to back. And if you're an audience member, it's like you're walking into that filming and you become the audience, the live audience for it. We have a host that welcomes people in and makes people feel comfortable. And then we have the ensemble who sing ad jingles from the era and popular songs from that time period in between scenes. So it's a lot of fun. It's very participatory, lots of audience engagement.
Can you tell me which two episodes we're talking about?
Sure, yeah. The first episode is called The Benefit, sort of a classic theme of Lucy trying to enter show business. And then the second episode is Lucy gets her eyes examined, where she's also about to perform in an audition for this bigwig producer, but has to go see the eye doctor first. And then because she has, you know, drops put in her eyes, she's all confused and can't do the dance number properly.
I wonder if audiences at this show react to the storylines because they know these stories. They've seen these episodes. Do you have a sense for audience reaction to this show?
Yeah, I think our audiences really love it. We have, you know, generations worth of families coming, grandparents, parents, kids. It's very fun for the whole family. And they seem to, whether, you know, no matter how well they, or not well they know the show, everybody seems to really have a good time. It's a nonstop laugh track. And I think that, you know, if somebody has a long history with the show, they might recognize some of the material, but because these, we chose two episodes that are not as well known, it's kind of exciting and fresh for people to discover them rather than seeing, you know, the famous Candy Factory episode or the Great Stomping. We wanted to give them something a little bit less known.
We're talking with Thea Brooks. She's playing Lucille Ball in I Love Lucy Live on Stage, which will be at the Wharton Center this weekend. Thea, I want to talk about a couple other things you've done, though, and one of them that I'd like to spend a moment with you talking about is your one-woman show, Born of a Fairy Tale. Tell me about this show.
Oh, well, I actually, I didn't write the show, but I did choreograph, and it was just me up there on stage for an hour and a half. I think any performing artist, if they can, at some point in their career, should do a one-woman show, because it's a real growing experience, and I had a wonderful time. It was just done in a tiny theater in Brooklyn, and, you know, occasionally we had audiences of two people, and then we'd have 30 the next night, but you never knew. And, yeah, it's a story of a girl growing up in sort of a fairy tale world. It's a lot of the grim fairy tales sort of combined into one. And it really appealed to me. I worked very intensely with the writer and the director to make it a very special experience.
Sounds like a great experience to work on. Now, as a singer, you've also released an album. Tell me about Numb.
Yeah, that came out in the beginning of 2014. I had taken a year off, essentially, from acting, aside from a few commercials. I was taking a breather from that and decided to... I'd always written music since I was a teenager, and I had a mentor out in Los Angeles who had been... He was also a producer, and he'd been encouraging me for a few years to make an album, and so I finally bit the bullet and did it, and it was a fantastic experience. I flew out to L.A. for a couple weeks. I did a Kickstarter campaign for it, and the album really turned out to be, it was interesting how it evolved from what I had in my mind as sort of an acoustic sound, just me and the piano, which is my instrument, to a much more rock-based album, which was cool. It kind of turned... it's a little bit dark. It's sort of a breakup album, and I think people really have been enjoying it. It's up online. You can find it on Amazon or iTunes, CD Baby. So yeah, it was a lot of fun to make. It was a great experience.
Your body is setting me up for a fall. Can't breathe at all.
Since you're a singer, it strikes me that playing Lucille Ball, who famously on the show anyway, was an extremely poor singer, that I want to ask you if there's singing in this show, and if so, how do you grapple with the notion of singing badly on purpose?
Well, I think it takes a good singer to be able to sing badly on purpose, so I'll give myself that much, that I know how to garble it. I've got, yeah, she's her vocal tricks are just, I mean, I'm sure they came perfectly naturally to Lucille Ball, but for me it was like, oh God, how do I do this little lower gritty register and then the upper whiny, you know, sounds. And so it was a lot of work on her vocals. And it, same thing with, you know, when she sings, it's just like the most piercing off-key comic thing you could imagine. So I had a lot of fun working on that, and yeah, to be just slightly off, not you know, several notes off, but just a little flat or sharp, that's, it's a skill.
What's next? Any idea?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm looking forward to, it was nice to take a break and travel a bit. I've really been enjoying being on the road, actually, and away from New York. New York can get a little bit stifling at times. But now that I've been away for 6 months, I do miss it, and it'll be nice to spend some time back there. And probably just, you know, go back to the grind of auditioning. And I've been sort of trying to improve my social media skills and some of my marketing, which is a whole project unto itself. So there's, you know, so much of being an actor is just, promoting yourself in the right way and in a way that works for you. And so really trying to get better at that. And maybe it's someday I can give back and help other people learn how to work their business, because as artists, we're not generally the best at doing that.
I Love Lucy Live on Stage has 5 shows at the Wharton Center Friday through Sunday, and Thea Brooks will be portraying Lucille Ball. Thank you for your time. Good talking with you, Thea.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.